Hey guys, it's Kelly Walker, the Queen of Manifesting, and welcome to my first episode of 2022. To honor the beginning of a whole new year, I want to talk to you about how you can finally manifest those goals you keep not getting because of self-sabotage. So sit back, relax, and let's talk about how to make this your best year ever.
You're listening to the Queen of Manifesting Podcast. Welcome to the Queendom. In this podcast, the Queen of Manifesting herself, Kelly Walker, will teach you how to manifest everything you need to live your purpose at a higher level. And now, your Queen, Kelly Walker.
Hello, my fellow manifestors. Yes, you are a manifester because every human is manifesting either by default or on purpose every moment of their life. Here on this podcast, we focus on helping people manifest on purpose more often for better results. Now, one thing many people do this week of the new year is to make New Year's resolutions. Setting a new goal or retrying for a previously failed goal. Manifesting the goals you want to achieve this year will happen for some of you. But for the rest of you, self-sabotage will kick in because we subconsciously fear or feel unworthy of the things we consciously want. Self-sabotage is a survival mechanism that humans use to maintain the safety of the status quo. Your subconscious mind triggers the self-sabotage because its job is to keep you safe, alive, and comfortable. Achieving a goal that causes change in the status quo can often be seen as a threat to your subconscious mind. And so it gives you huge resistance to doing those steps that would help you achieve your goal. For instance, let's look at one of the most common New Year's resolutions, which is weight loss, eating healthier, getting in shape. It's one of the most universally common New Year's resolutions. And you can tell that because gyms are packed to the rafters during the month of January. But the number of gym goers starts to dwindle noticeably, and by February, it's almost back to normal, and March, completely normal. Diets are begun in January and abandoned within a few weeks, too. Why is this? Why can't we stick with our health goals? Well, it's because getting in shape comes with a lot of scary possibilities. And eating whatever you want, whenever you want, feels very free and luxurious. And for many people, food serves as our emotional management tool. So if you were to restrict your access to food, it's possible that some uncomfortable things could happen. You might have to start dealing with emotional turmoil in another way. And often, people will replace overeating with a worse coping mechanism, like drugs or alcohol. Food can numb your pain, or it can give you comfort. It can be there for you when nobody else is, and you can even use it to punish yourself. Emotional eating can be insurmountable for someone who can't find a healthier way to deal with their uncomfortable feelings. And just to show how common that is, look at all the people who have had gastric bypass surgery and then ended up regaining back to their old weight. That happens because food is their emotional management tool and they didn't replace it with something more effective and healthier. Here's another scary thing to your subconscious regarding weight. What if you get thin and healthy, and suddenly you attract a whole new kind of attention? If you're married, you might fear an irresistible temptation to cheat on your spouse because suddenly you are being pursued by all of these very attractive people who are willing to cheat with a married person. Or if you're single, you might fear entering a toxic relationship and be worse off than you were when you were alone. Or you might fear being physically smaller because you take up less room in the world and have less of an impact. Or you might have a fear that if you weigh less, you'll be an easy target. People will be able to grab you, abduct you, throw you into a van. You could be easily overpowered and assaulted, picked up and carried off by a criminal. There's a lot of fear with becoming smaller. Or if you get thin and fit, you might start attracting stalkers. Or you might lose your current relationship because they don't find you attractive anymore at your new weight. Now, I'm sure there are dozens more fears around getting in shape, but I hope you see just from these few examples that there are all kinds of things that could happen if you get fit and thin that could terrify your subconscious mind. Anything that might cause discomfort or pain in any form will trigger your subconscious mind to fight you, kicking and screaming like a hysterical, hangry toddler strapped in a cart at the grocery store during his nap time. You guys know what I mean. Because the only job of your subconscious is to keep you safe, comfortable, and alive, it will do everything it can to keep you from reaching a goal that it deems dangerous, unsafe, or uncomfortable. And unfortunately, your subconscious mind is in charge. You guys, you just don't know. Your subconscious mind is the boss. No matter how badly you want something with your conscious mind, if it could even remotely possibly lead to discomfort, pain, or danger, your subconscious mind will find a way to keep you from doing it. So how does it do that? The number one way is self-sabotage. And what that looks like is you will experience inexplicable roadblocks to your goal that will frustrate you and make you want to give up. Just like those people who stop going to the gym by February, you're going to do the same thing and you won't know why, and you will feel guilty and frustrated. Here are some examples of highly effective sabotage that your subconscious mind will do against you. The number one form of self-sabotage I have seen is illness or injury. The easiest way to stop you dead in your tracks is to get you sick or to immobilize you with physical pain. Now, how does this work? It's because your subconscious mind can process information at a rate of about 40 million times faster than your conscious mind, which means it notices things subconsciously that you don't notice with your conscious mind. It notices things that it needs to see in order to fulfill its objective. Let's say you're doing really good with a goal that your subconscious is scared of, and it's decided it wants to make you sick. So here's just one possible scenario out of millions. It might notice signs that someone around you is coming down with something that you're not consciously seeing. And then it will give you the irresistible urge to get closer to them, interact with them, maybe shake their hands or give them a hug. And then rub your eyes, and voila, a few days later, you're sick too. Or maybe it will give you the irresistible urge to eat some kind of food that gives you a physical problem, like hemorrhoids or gout. So suddenly, you are in too much pain to exercise. Mission accomplished. Good job, subconscious jerk. And yes, I often call our subconscious a jerk, even though it's not. It is trying to keep you safe and alive. But sometimes it does feel like the biggest jerk in the world. Just remember, it's doing its job and it doesn't have any malice whatsoever. It actually is trying its hardest to keep you safe. So cut your subconscious mind some slack, even though it feels so frustrating sometimes. Okay, so the number two form of self-sabotage that I see the most often is energetically requesting your loved ones to distract you from your mission, from your goals. Now remember, we are all made of energy. If you looked at us under a, I think they're called electron microscopes, you would see at the smallest level, which is atoms, we are not touching. We are a nucleus with electrons spinning around us and nothing's actually touching. We are held together by an energetic force. And everything on the planet is made of energy, including humans. So something that we do is we energetically send signals to those around us all day long. We send signals like, I'm cranky, leave me alone. Or, I love you more than air conditioning. Or any number of silent requests. And I think our most common message is, treat me the way I deserve to be treated, which people will do without realizing it, which shows you how important it is to love and accept yourself unconditionally, because you are always asking people to treat you the way you feel you deserve to be treated, which is why often people attract the same partner over and over and over in a different body. It's because we're sending out an energetic signal to treat us badly because we feel we don't deserve happiness or a beautiful relationship. And the people around us oblige. And they're not being mean. They're not being unkind. They're not being malicious. It is an energetic request that they are subconsciously, energetically answering. So we are sending requests out always, and the people around us will answer them automatically without a moment of thought. It will just be like they are on autopilot. Moms, especially, have great success with this form of self-sabotage, especially moms with a business. Because when a woman has a fear of success, which is super, super common, you will be knocked out of work mode constantly with things like lost homework, forgotten party treat assignments, injuries, illnesses, and everything else a kid can do that distracts your focus or disrupts your schedule. And if you are in a relationship, your spouse will also answer your distress call, often with a pointless, random argument that turns into a full-blown standoff and one of you ends up sleeping on the couch. But the point is, your subconscious mind will always win because it will always engage the prime directive, keep you safe, comfortable, and alive. And to do that, it will always tap into its superpowers of self-sabotage. The only way to beat it is to somehow convince it that you want your goal so much that not reaching it would actually cause you more pain and discomfort than achieving it would. Well, how do you do that? It may seem impossible, but Luckily, your subconscious mind doesn't recognize the difference between reality and lies, aka stories. You can write the story of how you are happily experiencing life after reaching your goal, and it can become a script you use to basically trick your ever-vigilant subconscious mind through the same process that hypnotists use. You hypnotize yourself with a new script that you repeat or hear as you wake up and as you fall asleep to be the most effective. Now, it takes about 30 to 90 days, depending on the level of fear surrounding the goal, but it absolutely works if you do it regularly. I know because I have used a script to change all kinds of things in my life, and it totally works. I like to have my clients write out their new story and then record themselves reading it. And I have them do it on their phone because most people take their phones to bed and use them as alarm clocks in the morning. So as they fall asleep at night, I have them listen to themselves reading their new story in their own voice. And then again, as they wake up in the morning, in fact, it's really awesome to make it your alarm so that it automatically starts playing while you're asleep. Why does this work? Because as you shift between being awake and asleep, your mind passes through a state of consciousness called theta, T-H-E-T-A. Theta state is what a hypnotherapist will put you in during a hypnosis session. And this is because during your time in theta state, the wall between your conscious and subconscious mind is the thinnest. You are most susceptible to suggestion when you are falling asleep or waking up. During that time, you can tell your subconscious mind a new story where you reach your goal and incredibly awesome things happen as a result. You address the fears and you create a new safe possibility for your subconscious mind to accept as acceptable with this script that you have written. Gradually, you convince yourself that you are safer and happier reaching that goal than not reaching that goal. In 30 to 60 days, you have successfully removed those self-sabotage causing fears, and then reaching your goal becomes inevitable instead of impossible. To be effective, though, your new story needs to be comprehensive and extremely detailed. It needs to address all of your fears and include all of your responsibilities and relationships and how reaching that goal will affect all of them in a positive way. And if you can get emotional about it, if you can feel deep excitement, happiness, and gratitude, it is 1,000 times more powerful because emotions are the engine behind manifesting. Positive emotions or negative emotions will both help you manifest faster. Unfortunately, it seems a lot easier for us to tap into the negative emotions, which causes us to manifest more of the things that made us feel negative emotions. So it's really important for your story to have the ability to make you feel excited, happy, grateful. If you're moved to tears with gratitude, oh my gosh, your story will be amazingly powerful. So get this story written and use it to reach your goals this year. Keep those New Year's resolutions like a boss and write the happy ending that comes with reaching those goals or keeping those resolutions. And make sure you use detail and get positive emotion in there. Record yourself reading it in your own voice, because the voice in your head is your voice. If you have some other voice in your head, you will achieve, no, you will meet some resistance because it's not your own voice. So it is very powerful to record this in your own voice and then listen to it regularly when waking up and going to sleep for at least 30 days, though 90 days is even more powerful. This week, I am doing my first manifesting event in 2 years. The last one was right before the COVID shutdown in February of 2020. And so it will be 2 years since my last one. And I am over the moon excited for this one. It starts in 4 days. So there's not a lot of time left to register. But if you are hearing this before January 6th, 2022, then please come register. If you can't make it in person, one of the ticket options is recordings only. So you don't have to be here. You can purchase the recordings of the event. There are still tickets available to come in person. The event is in Lehigh, Utah. And at this event, we will be writing those happy endings, plus doing some breakthrough for those things that we don't feel worthy of achieving. And we will work on mastering my manifesting formula. This event in Lehigh, Utah is 3 days long, January 6th through 8th. And the things we're focusing on it are knowing what you really want, decluttering your energy, including your mind and your home, embracing better health, opening your money flow, and building up your self-esteem. I am also doing an event January 14th in Overland Park, Kansas. So if you're in the Kansas City area, I invite you to attend that one. It is only 1 day long, but it is also going to be amazing and powerful. So check out the links in my show notes for getting registered. And if you are traveling to the Utah event, we are holding the event at the Staybridge Suites in Lehigh, Utah, and they do have sleeping rooms available. So you can come stay right at the venue where the event's being held and be right on site. I hope to see you there. And for all of you that are already registered, I can't wait to see you. This event is going to be life-changing and transformational, and I am so excited to be running it. So I hope I see you all there. In the meantime, have an amazing week. May you all manifest miracles every day, and remember to keep your vibrations high. And I will talk to you all next week.